1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I hope you'll join us at the GameWorks at the Block at Orange on Friday night. This coming Friday night, we'll be there from 9 to midnight. We're going to do our best. We might bug out of there early, but we're doing our best. We'll be there at 9 o'clock to sign the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. We have CDs for sale, and they will be available for signing, that is autographing. And then you can give them for Christmas or take them home as your own personal keepsake. While you're waiting in line, GameWorks is going to offer a three-hour game card good for unlimited use. While I'm there, for only $20, $5 of the card purchase will go to my friend's place. We had a good turnout last year. I hope to see you there this coming Friday night at 9 o'clock at GameWorks at the Block at Orange. It's going to be a family event. Bring your kids. They're going to have a dance competition. They're going to have a bunch of other stuff, man, so the family's going to feel welcome. Also, if you want to hear our webcast of the Rose Parade, this is going to be an uncensored and unedited and completely unmolested webcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade. You can sign up to hear it. It's a pay-per-listen for only $4.95 by going to our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And sign up for something that will be a historic event, a first ever webcast, unedited, on the web. Sacramento County Coroner ruled Monday that a Hewlett-Packard Company employee who plunged to her death from a corporate plane committed suicide, unfortunately. Her name was Elizabeth Otto. She was 29 years of age, very young, apparently opened an emergency exit, and she jumped from 2,000 feet. On Thursday evening, her body was found Friday in a vegetable garden just south of the city of Sacramento. Jay Sanis is joining us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police because we want to get kind of a someone who is involved in a volunteer police work. You do volunteer law enforcement work as an assistant to the police, just to get your viewpoint, Jay, on this very, very tragic event.
Thank you very much, Phil, for having us.
And you are at what you call, is this your substation, right?
We are at a Citizens Auxiliary Police substation right now, Phil, and it is a week before Christmas, so it's doing some monitoring.
And where is your substation located?
Well, you ask me this. A lot of times I'm on your show, you ask me.
Yeah, because it's in your house, isn't it?
It's in the base of my house, yeah. It's the reason we, Citizens Auxiliary Police, does utilize the resources of its membership, and
I'm not asking you to embarrass you, Jay. I wanted to determine where you are right now.
Well, it's a little embarrassing because I think a lot of people are trying to make it seem as if we're not legitimate. We are a legitimate volunteer police agency.
No, I didn't mean to say that. If that's the impression, I apologize. What I want to ask you about is this lady who jumped from the aircraft.
Just a point, though, Phil. I am on call 24 hours a day, and it allows me to be closer to the substation. So if I'm on call 24 hours a day and the substation's in my own home, then we can...
That certainly makes sense.
All right,
let me ask you about this lady who jumped. From the standpoint of... And I know the Citizens Auxiliary Police motto is to save lives.
It's about saving lives. And
it's about saving lives.
Right, and in the case of this young lady, Phil, a girl is 29 years of age. We are a little bit puzzled here, as I'm sure a lot of law enforcement is puzzled as to why she would commit suicide. It's just beyond me.
What is puzzling about that?
Well, she's 29 years of age. She is a young lady. Gravity has taken. There's a lot of things that you can say when she's 29. Why is she depressed? And the answer that we come to at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I had also called a substation over the East Texas Volunteer Rangers, as well as some of the other ancillary police agencies and the simulated police of Oregon. And we all agree, Phil, that a girl the age of 29 should not get depressed. We ran that through the computer, and nothing that came up made any sense at all. 29-year-old women should never get depressed.
And what kind of a computer program is that?
Well, we just enter in questions. The computer program that we use?
Yes, sir.
We basically ask the computer, should a 29-year-old woman get depressed? We go on Ask Jeeves, which does give us some idea of what it is. And
So the computer program you're using told you that a 29-year-old woman shouldn't get so depressed, as to John.
It really shouldn't be depressed at all. What we came up with were a couple of things. First of all, when you talk about a 29-year-old woman, gravity is not taking over, which means there's not, you know, a lot of the sagging or what have you. There's no cellulite, there's no crow's feet, no saddlebags. A 29-year-old woman, Phil, is also still within acceptable age limits before you considered an old maid or a spinster. Or if you are an aging lesbian, a lot of women, you don't get married, you know, at 40 years of age, a lot of lesbian. But 35 does tend to be the limit. So this woman was not only in the age range, but she was also married. So that would not give her any reason to be depressed. You put that together with the fact that this young woman is indulgent, probably narcissistic, and a product of the whole woman's liberation deal. We got ourselves a problem. And it is about saving lives. So we are.
You think it's a You think it's unusual? You think it's unusual for a 29-year-old woman to be depressed?
I think it's unusual for any woman under the age of 35 to be depressed. And Citizens Auxiliary Police, in conjunction with the Oregon Simulated Police as well as New York Volunteer Patrol, ran it through the computer, and we did come up with that finding. Yes, sir.
Okay, just so I'm clear, the you used a program called.
We used two programs. We used Google and we used Ask Jeeves. And those two programs spit out just, and I was at the computer room until about 3 o'clock this morning. The other thing, too, Phil, to keep in mind is a 29-year-old woman is at her sexual peak. And as a result of that, she's probably, I was talking to Major Elvis Newton, I was talking to Bob Broly, who's also with, he's probably got more ass than a rental car, you know, that kind of a deal.
Well, I you know something, that offends me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
We're talking about the suicide of a young woman, and to say that she's getting more ass than a rental car is not only a cliche, but I think it's a.
I'm very sorry, Phil. I was not trying.
Well, I think we need to keep this. You know what I'm saying?
I am trying to be sensitive. I'm seeing a 29-year-old woman's getting a lot of, she's probably getting a lot of sex, sexual contact. And so from that standpoint, it is my opinion that she shouldn't be depressed.
By the way, where is your computer room located?
One of our deputy's daughters has an iMac in her bedroom, and we do access that when we can. We also have Ruby. My son has Ruby. So I don't know. I would like to see if she had a lot of AA batteries in the Max Pack in her room to utilize that. But what the Citizens Auxiliary Police right now is just baffled, but we do want to check for depression.
All right, we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about the woman who fell out of the airplane or jumped. It has been determined it was a suicide by the Sacramento County Coroner. She jumped from an airplane to her death. She was a 29-year-old woman. She was an employee of Hewlett-Packard who had just transferred to the United States from her native Holland, the Netherlands. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanis here on the Phil Hendry Show. You mentioned Citizens Auxiliary Police does want to take an active hand in finding out what is going on with this this particular situation.
Well, the other thing, Phil, that we can do is find out why young women are depressed. And if they are depressed, again, we feel it's completely inappropriate for a 29-year-old woman to be depressed. Since it's auxiliary police, we would like to assure your listeners we'll take an active hand in this. We will go to probably within the next week or so fanning out to where young single women congregate, which means major nail salons, hair salons. We'll be going to shoe stores as well as salad bars. And what we're checking for...
Yeah, what are you going to be checking on then? You'll be talking to women?
We're going to be randomly interviewing women. We'll be checking on depression. A woman who is depressed does not have... generally does not have a sex drive. She does not have a very high, what's called, libido. So we'll ask a series of questions.
Can you give an example?
One of the questions we'll ask is, are you having regular marital relations, or what do you want to call your course? Another question, are you sore afterward? And I realize...
Isn't that invasive?
I realize that's a real tough one to ask, Phil, but generally if you're sore after your course, that means you've been probably getting pretty good.
Isn't that an insensitive question to ask?
You know something, Phil, I ask myself the same thing. It probably is, but we are wrestling with what could be a problem.
I mean, to ask a woman if she's sore afterwards.
Phil, we're wrestling with a problem. It is about saving lives. If depression is going to kill young women, if young women being depressed,
It seems to me like a crazy question. I mean, it seems to be like an invasive question.
Invasive. I think suicide's invasive. I think suicide's bad.
What are some other questions?
Well, the number one question that I will be asking women personally is, do you find... I'll be asking them, do you find me attractive?
And why? Why do you ask them that? You're asking them the question, do you find me attractive, meaning me, Jay?
Me, Jay Santos, yes.
And why do you ask that?
Women are attracted to law enforcement uniforms. A younger woman thinks that a law enforcement uniform was hot. And because I do wear a uniform...
Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, your uniform is one of a blue armband, a white safari helmet.
We wear a blue armband, that's correct, filled with a white safari helmet and Bermuda short, plaid Bermuda shorts and wingtips. And we are certainly well identified. When you see the blue armband, please just back up, step aside, and we'll get to your comments. The other thing that we'll be asking women, do you have a healthy appetite? Were you ever, you know, were you ever teased as a child? How often do you have sex? Do you give it? Do you take it? That kind of thing. Find out
what is all of that?
Just finds out whether she has a healthy libido. If we find that she is depressed, then we generally do give them a warning subject to them getting a better attitude. It's called an AAW, it's an attitude adjustment warning, and we follow up with an unannounced visit to their home. So that's all that we can do at this time, Phil.
All right, a lot of those questions people are going to find to be kind of invasive. You know, how often do you have sex? Probably isn't so bad. But are you sore afterwards? I think...
It may go too far. I don't know, Phil, but we're trying to save lives. And that's all I can say to you and your listeners.
All right, Jay Santos is with us. And we're talking about the very tragic suicide of a young woman, 29-year-old woman, who jumped out of an airplane in Northern California. Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police... are conducting interviews with young women throughout Southern California at nail salons, wherever young women congregate, nail salons, hair salons, shoe stores, and salad bars, to find out if they're depressed. They think it may be an epidemic. And then they are asking some questions. The one that I had a problem with, two of them, are you having regular marital relations, and do you find me attractive, meaning Jay? 1-800-449-8686. And then the other thing he said was that young women don't get depressed, so we need to talk about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. A lady jumped out of an airplane last week because of depression, because of what? I don't know. I guess you jump out of airplanes because you're depressed, right, Jay?
I
realize that sounds like a stupid question.
I've never heard of anybody jump out of an airplane because they feel good. They ruled out an accident, so as far as we're concerned, Citizens Auxiliary Police is treating this as a suicide, yes.
All right, and your contention is that any woman under 35 should not be depressed.
Well, there's no need for it, Phil. Women under 35 are still young. They have not had any obvious physical things that happen to a woman to make her get depressed or suicidal. Their breasts are still fairly firm, or they still have a firm backside or rear end area. And again, I don't want to get, I'm not trying to get personal, but I'm saying that all of that put together means they ought to be feeling pretty good about themselves, yet a woman jumps out of a plane. That's why we want to try to head this off.
By talking to young women and asking them questions about how often do you have sex and are you sore afterward?
Again, you're focusing in, Phil, on one question.
I'm focusing in on a fairly significant question. How often do you have sex? And are you sore afterwards? Sounds a little invasive.
We're trying to save lives. And that's the Citizens Auxiliary Police always about, save lives.
All right, here is Arlene on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I have never been so incensed in my entire life. I've never called a radio show. This man is a menace. He should not be allowed.
We're trying to save the lives of young women. I don't know if you're aware
how
of what happened.
How dare you think saving lives is going out to ask young women whether they like you or not, whether they find you attractive, or whether they're sore after sex. Do you know how many other reasons that there are?
That was the problem. That's the problem I had.
You had your say. Let me have mine.
Well, I'm the host, ma'am. It wasn't him talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize
it. But I'm agreeing with you to a point. I didn't understand the...
Well, so what are you doing? You're getting your listeners to call in and gang up on me? Is that it?
No, I'm not getting my listeners...
It's not a matter of ganging up. You're going to ask young women whether or not they're sore after having sex or whether or not they find you attractive. You're going to make other women think that perhaps there's something wrong with them if they are sore, when in fact that there are other reasons for being sore. You don't have to be depressed.
Well, ma'am, I would ask you a question then. Are you depressed?
No, I'm not. I am depressed that there's someone like you on the radio. I am depressed that there's someone like you that, and something so awful as this woman killing herself, that you're the kind of person that's going out there questioning
it. So in other words, I'm the one who goes out trying to save lives, and you're questioning me. What are you doing to save lives?
How dare you think that because a woman has firm buttocks or has good breasts, that she shouldn't be depressed? You mean if a man is built well or hung well, he shouldn't be depressed?
Well, ma'am, I am saying that a young woman should not be depressed. She's in the prime of her life. She has certainly reached her sexual peak at 29, 30 years of age.
And who are you to determine that? How do you know what problems have posed themselves in her life? Or perhaps she had an illness.
We have done checks as members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do a level of, I guess you're going to think it's invasive, but we do a level of checking.
On what?
I think everything about this woman's life needs to be looked at, but to treat it as an epidemic and to ask young women about their sex...
We have checked the firmness of breasts. Yes, we have, Phil, to answer your question.
You're going out and checking how firm a woman's breast is?
Well, yeah, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, we have asked a part of our secondary question. How many fingers fit? Is she tight? Is she...
Come on!
Phil, is this a joke?
Are you joking with us?
Is this a joke?
Are you joking with us?
Mr. Henry, a young lady lost her life a week ago, and the only people joking here are you and this caller. We are about saving lives for Citizens Auxiliary Police. And
Phil,
this young
I don't
woman
know about
fell
you,
out of an
but
airplane.
But this is way beneath you and your program. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm really upset, Jay, that you would talk about how many fingers fit, and is she sore?
I could ask this lady the same question, but she'd be offended, because she's too good to tell us about her mental state. And she's hung up. Okay.
Too good? Too good?
That's right. Let me ask you, Phil. How many fingers...
Never mind about me. Let's go to Leanne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I don't appreciate being yelled at either by either you or your callers.
Well, Mr. Santos, you have upset me. Go ahead, ma'am.
And how this guy can sit there and say that women under the age of 35 are not depressed.
Well, because there's no reason for you to be depressed. I don't understand.
For me to be depressed.
I'm not saying that you can't get depressed. I'm saying you have absolutely no good reason to be depressed, considering your youth, considering the relative firmness of your...
What does the relative firmness of my breasts and my ass have to do with being depressed?
I'd like an answer to that question, Jay.
Mr. Henry, if you're going to force me to be offensive...
I'm not asking you to be offensive. You've already been offensive. What is the... Ask your question again, ma'am.
I said, what does the firmness of my breasts or my backside have to do with being depressed?
Are you telling me, in other words, ma'am, that if your breasts dropped for whatever reason, or your butt area started to get the saddlebag, or what you want to call the toilet sloppy, you'd not be depressed?
No, not to the... Not to the point where I'm going to jump out of an airplane, no.
All right, that
There's
makes you very unique.
I can do. There are things that I can do to prevent that.
How does that make her
it's
unique?
It's not going to make me jump out of a plane.
I am sorry to have to report, but some of the investigation that we've done on the Internet about this lady's death up in Sacramento seems to indicate that her rear end had dropped within the last 6 months.
All right, hold the line. I'm as flabbergasted as you. Hold the line, please. Within the last 6 months. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. one 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Don't forget to go to philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com for all the latest news on the show, our official website. And we'll also give you information on how you can sign up to hear a first-ever historic webcast. You can hear it on the radio. You can't hear it on the radio. You can't see it on TV, but you can hear it via the Internet, a webcast for $4.95, the Phil Henry Show, unedited, uncensored webcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade on January 1st, and you can hear it on demand as well. So go to our website and get all the information. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. Jay, I am stunned.
Well, sir, the death of a young woman is stuns everybody, okay?
I'm not stunned so much about that lady's suicide, the one who jumped out of the airplane. What I'm stunned by is that in order for you to prevent suicides among young women who you say have no good reason to be depressed...
That is absolutely correct, sir. You're not going to argue me off that point. I'm in the front line of law enforcement, and I have seen a lot of young women. And I don't think... are you trying to tell me a woman goes out, she's got pert breasts or something, and she's going to be depressed? I doubt it.
Yeah, I think women with pert breasts can be depressed. I don't know why, but I think that they can, okay?
Now, Phil, the thing that I really want to ask you is this. If you've got me on your program to humiliate me or put me in the sights of some of your listeners, I don't want to be on your show anymore. What we try to do is save lives.
I am not trying to humiliate you. I cannot speak for the people that call my show. You say you're giving out tickets to women who are depressed and telling them to get an attitude adjustment, and then you follow up and go to their house to do what?
We have to have some videotape evidence that they are not depressed, and that generally, okay, I guess this is going to make you angry. And this is very tough, but we do have to videotape or have some videotape evidence of them having some kind of sexual contact, marital relations, or intercourse.
Yeah, that makes me mad.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. We're trying to save lives. You sit there and be... An audio tape suffices. We don't have to see it, but we want to hear evidence that there is some intercourse so that they are not depressed.
All right, let me go back to Leanne, who's hanging on here on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Leanne. We held you through the news because we know that you had been hanging on to talk. Go ahead.
This guy aggravates me to no end.
Is this the same young lady where I speak?
This is the same lady who was on before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, and
well, what I'm hearing, Leanne, if I could explain to you what we're trying to do, it might.
Well, I've heard your show from the beginning. I know what you're trying to do, and I don't approve of it. You are not saving lives that way. I'm sorry. To be videotaping women having sex or audiotaping them
and asking them
questions about it is not going to save lives.
We are not doing the videotaping ourselves. We're asking for videotape evidence of it.
And what do you do with the tapes afterwards?
And I guess your question is, do I sell them? You know, Mr. Henry...
Well, I just want to know, what do you do with the videotapes afterwards?
We do return them to the owners.
You don't keep them?
No, I do not keep them, sir. I'm a father and I'm a husband. Leanne?
Uh-huh.
May I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Are you regularly having marital relations?
Yes, I am.
Do you get sore afterward?
See, now that is a question that has nothing to do with being depressed.
Don't answer that question.
You will not answer whether you get sore afterward.
No,
all
I don't.
Right? Then I would write you up.
It has nothing to do with me being depressed or not.
Okay, then I'd paper you.
What does that mean, paper? Give her a ticket?
I would have to give her some kind of a warning. By the way, at minimum, an audio tape, but we do need to, as a matter of fact, just the sound of your vibrator, anything, so that we know there is some evidence. Okay, so you are not sore afterwards, is that correct, ma'am?
I'm not answering that question.
Don't answer it. I'm going to move on. Leanne, thank you for your...
No, I'd like to speak.
Thank you for your call, Leanne. Will you turn that radio down?
Hold on for a bit. Plans are 60. All right.
I can't hear you, man, because of the radio.
Roger.
You're talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ow. All right, here is Gertrude. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Gertrude.
Yes.
Yes, dear, go ahead.
I want to say to the man that he has his ages messed up, because the most people who get upset is between 19 and 25.
Well, man, that's all my experience is. Between the age of 19 and 25, your breasts are very pert. And the buttocks is very firm.
Beg pardon?
I say between the ages of 19 and 25, the breasts are very pert and the buttocks is very firm. So why would a woman be depressed?
See, the most women get depressed because of love or not love. That's what depressed women more than anything else.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Because I got married at 21, and I was separated, and I got very depressed, and I wanted to kill myself because I figured if I didn't have my husband, I had no reason to live.
Well, can I ask you a question? Do you think it's different for African-American women as opposed to the Caucasian or Caucasoid women?
Beg pardon?
That's what I'm going to explain. What?
No, not that I know.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever parlayed?
Have I have what?
Have you ever parlayed a foreign?
No.
Or gone to the leaving?
No.
Okay, so you've never done any of that, see?
And what are you asking her?
I was just saying.
You're not asking her anything. Gertrude, this is Phil Hendry. How are you, dear?
Fine, thanks.
Question. So you say you were married before you turned 35. Is that it?
Beg pardon? I didn't get what?
You didn't get wrapped?
You said I didn't get depressed.
No,
I didn't get depressed. After 35, I did not get depressed.
Oh, depressed. Yes, exactly. All right, let's go to another call here. Hi, you're on, you stay with us, Gertrude, for just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, this is Compton. No, Bellflower. Hello.
Yeah, I want to talk to the lady, Gertrude.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Mavis. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
And what is your name, dear?
My name is Mavis.
And what did you want to talk to Gertrude about?
Well, I wanted to invite her to our church. Every Sunday we have bingo, and we have a charity blackjack game. And I was hoping you want to come and play cards.
Well, that's very nice.
Would you like to come, Gertrude?
I tell you, I go to church every Sunday, and my church picks me up. I go to Faith Central, Missionary Baptist Church, you've heard about.
Oh,
we
buy
in the pub.
Oh, that's wonderful. I go to Joyful Union Congregation, that's in Bellflower.
Yeah, my church picks me up every Sunday.
Isn't that lovely?
It is.
Do you play blackjack?
Or
do
no, I don't play any kind of games.
No poker or blackjack?
Oh, no.
Like, you know,
my father was a minister, and I was taught against that.
Oh, you taught all about how that's wrong. Is that right? Because my church, we have blackjack, poker, and roulette.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but I never did play it.
Well, you know what we do? We say, come on, because I always pray to Jesus for inside straight. That's the little thing I say to God. Come on, let me pull it inside straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you ever do that? Have you
no,
ever,
indeed. No, I just pray to Jesus. And
well, I love God, and I love Jesus just like I'm sure you do, too, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you gotten any grandchildren?
Oh, got great-granddaughter right here in the house with me.
Isn't that what that God bless you? I have 6 grandchildren, and as of yet, I am not blessed with any great-grandchildren.
Yeah, I got great-granddaughter, and I'm 19 children from my family.
You have 19 children?
It was 19. I didn't have 19. I have 19 sisters and brothers.
You are 19?
Yes.
How? Oh, God, I thought that you were 84.
Yes.
You are 19. All right, I'm 78.
Oh, that's nice.
And you're only 19.
I say, I have 19 sisters and brothers.
I couldn't hear that. Could you say that again?
I have 19 sisters and brothers.
Do any of them play poker?
Well,
no.
What, Mavis, dear?
Yeah.
Well, we have to move on, okay?
Yeah.
Gertrude?
Well, I just want to ask you one thing, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Does a full house beat a straight up?
Never mind, okay?
I don't know.
You don't know about a full house?
I don't know anything about those games.
I had a hotel the other night, okay? I got 3 kings, and I got a...
Thank you very much, Mavis, okay?
Well, all right. I hate it when a white man tells me what to do.
Thank you very much.
Poor lady.
Well, I just don't... I love all people, but I don't like a white man push me around, you know.
Mm. I'm not trying to push you around, dear. I just don't want to...
Oh, I can't talk about poker. Put it on the inside straight. How about a Texas press? You ever play 727? I love it.
All right. Gertrude,
Gertrude, this is Jay Santos. Are you ever sore after sex?
Never mind.
He can say what he wants. I've been listening to your program all night.
He
I'm
is
not
sick, isn't he?
That.
All right, Gertrude. Thank you very much, dear.
All right.
You never sore after sex, huh?
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you, dear.
And God bless you. This is the Phil Hendry Show. He'll be right back. And
I'll do it. Thank you very much.
What about his music?
Here's his stinking music, okay?
Thanks a lot, Mavis.
You're welcome, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and forced and preserved our state law.
Yeah. I bet you saw it now. This is Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Want to thank Jay Santos for what? I don't know, but thanks, Jay, for getting into my stuff again, man. Because you really, really bother me. Okay, let's check out the Learning Annex and see just exactly what we can learn from the Learning Annex. How to jumpstart your relationship. This is that. Did you get this in the mail, Melissa? Is this from UCLA? Or so you can take these night classes and take a variety of classes. Some of them are, they don't make any sense. And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just, you have to understand that if you're taking a class called How to Jumpstart Your Relationship from Shirley Jones and Marty Engels, and they're not even together anymore. You used to work for Marty Engels? My engineer, Craig Taylor, used to work for Marty Engels. No comment? Shirley Jones is the Academy Award-winning star of movies like Carousel, Oklahoma, The Music Man, and Elmer Gantry, not to mention the TV blockbuster The Partridge Family. She guest starred on the Drew Carey Show in that 70s. Marty Engels, the hyperkinetic actor, comedian-turned-celebrity broker, and talk radio show host who's been called the Don Quixote of Hollywood. The oddest couple in town have just survived well-publicized trial separation after 25 years with the help of behavioral psychologist Ronald Podell. How did they beat the odds in a town not known for successful reconciliations? Well, there you go. They're back together again. How did they beat the odds? Well, you can find out by taking their class. And what keeps America's sweetheart and Hollywood's holy terror together? Join the Ingalls and their keeper for a fascinating evening that just may guide you through some troubled waters of your own. All right, I didn't know they were back together again. So that, my faith is restored. I'm going to that. And even though my marriage is not in trouble, I'm going anyway. And here is Pilates, the exercise method. In this introductory hands-on course, you'll learn Pilates total body mat workouts. Based on the pioneering work of Joseph Pilates, you'll be taught a series of exercises that focus on developing strength, endurance, balance, and flexibility. Well, why do I want to read this? See, they say that this is a really easy exercise, and then they show the picture of the person doing it, and they're bent over like freaking Linda Blair and The Exorcist coming down the steps. Remember that scene that they put back in? That's what you got to do the Pilates exercise. All right. What every woman needs to know about catching a man. What can a man teach you about dating and finding the right guy? Plenty. If your current methods for finding romance and are leaving you confused, discouraged, or frustrated, popular speaker and author Steve Nakamoto has tons of practical pointers and innovative insights on finding real love. There may be lots of fish in the sea, but no one tells you why the good catches keep getting away. Until now, you'll get straight talk, tips, and tools for finding healthy, available men to date. Avoiding the jerks and losers, getting guys to notice you, overcoming shyness, making the most of your small talk, convincing him to take the bait, and landing the catch of your dreams. So far, nothing in here really turning me on there, Melissa. Why are we reading this? How to make someone fall in love with you. How to marry rich. Where was the one that I... Well, anyway, I don't... Okay, great. I don't know. There's nothing. I don't know what was interesting about any of that stuff other than the fact that I think Larry King's teaching a class in here. Okay, getting back to my life, which this week, is, as I mentioned, has been, you know, finding Christmas presents. My life this week has had nothing to do with finding Christmas presents. My life this week has had to do with supporting a wife who is out trying to find Christmas presents. My life this week has just been sleeping in, getting up, going to work. Just this is the way my life goes every week. And this week, trying to get over this stinking cold. So we're going to have some friends over this weekend. I think we're going to have her parents over. I think we're going to deep fry that turkey. I think I'm going to take the bait, and I'm going to go to the store, and I'm going to get the deep fryer and put it in there and see what happens. I don't know. I don't know why I want to spend 40 minutes. I don't know why, in this day and age of everything being broiled and, you know, heart disease, why I want to take a perfectly good 20-pound turkey and just sit there and soak it in peanut oil. You know, why would I want to do that, other than the fact that it tastes fantastic, other than the fact that it'll probably be the greatest thing that I've ever had in my life? Why do I want to do that? Why would I want to have a delicious turkey instead of the normal dried-out piece of crap I have every year? The one that I barbecue and dry out so everybody's smiling at you going, it's really, you know, it's, oh boy. Thanks for nothing. Why would I want to do that? Anyway, do they have those over at Home Depot? Do they? So, and you do it outside, right? Now, how do you know how much oil to put in that thing? Because if you put the bird in, guess what? All that oil displaces, and if you put too much in, it's going to spill out. Right? So, do you, they have directions, Mike, just, but thank you, Mike. They have directions. Just read your directions. All I'm trying to do is make it to the top of the hour here, okay? Because that learning annex thing just wasn't getting it done. So now I'm having to come up with stories about this bird and giving myself heart disease. I can't wait to take a treadmill test. This physical I'm going to take on January 8th is going to be a real, it's going to be a real eye-opener. It's going to be a real eye-opener, baby. I have no idea what they're going to find. I feel fine. And there's probably nothing wrong with me. But if they try to do any treadmill action, if they try to, let's find out just whether this guy's ticker is good for the long haul. Good thing I'll have just had my soaked in peanut oil deep-fried turkey. Hey, be sure to take my blood pressure now. Yeah, it's going to be a real eye-opener. I'm going to have this thing, and who knows what's going to happen. The physical's only going to take 45 minutes, so it ain't going to be that. It's not going to be really a long, extensive thing. They're going to do some blood work. But it's, you know, after, I haven't had one in like 10 years. And there was a news story circulating not too long ago. Guys, most men my age, don't go to the doctor. They don't go and have physicals because they're afraid of what they're going to find, right? So, look at this. Henry grew a pair, called the doctor. He's going to do it. For all you guys out there who think it'll just kind of, you know, your anxiety about your health is going to go away if you just, you're not going to call it, just do it, man. I did it. I got sick and tired of having these damn colds with laryngitis and everything else. I got tired of laying home and watching the Cartoon Network. I want more for my life, something a little, I don't know what. Maybe I'll join Mavis's church. So I grew a pair. The problem is I don't know what I grew a pair of. Pair of dice, pair of breasts. I got to go to the doctor for that. I grew a pair of breasts, and now I have to go to the doctor and find out what's wrong with me now. See? Phil Hendry Show.